Once again, it's time to talk with Thorin Christendotter, of course, Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio. You'll find Main Street Magazine, though, throughout our area for free pickup at many, many locations. And also, they have a companion website, mainstreetmag.com. And happy anniversary, Thorin.
Thank you very much.
This is the big issue.
Our biggest issue ever, 72 pages in recording, and not just that, but it's our 10-year anniversary. I can't believe that 10 years ago this month is when our first issue came out.
You look back at things like that, and the saying is true. Time really goes by in a snap, and you just don't realize it.
Or what's the saying? You know, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, I think you're like me. I mean, you're doing something now that's just an extension of your life. And I'm doing something that I've been doing since I've been 16.
Right.
So it's just part of my life. And I really don't know what I'd do if I didn't do this.
I know. You don't know what to do with yourself if you're not doing this, right?
That's exactly right. And so that they're right. If you happen to get in this position, the hours you work, it just doesn't matter. You're doing what you want to do. And it's great. So congratulations on 10 years and at least 10 or 20 years more.
Let's see. Hopefully.
We start right off with a good friend of mine, John Harney. The title is John Harney Keeps It Simple.
Yes. So Anna interviewed John and talked to him about his photography. I'm sure that a lot of people in our area know John either as a realtor with William Pitt Sotheby's or from his family, the Harney family. But for those who don't know, John is a wonderful photographer, and I wanted to feature his photos for a while. So I'm glad that Anna and he were able to sit down and just talk about his life and inspiration and his connection to the outdoors, and which I think is probably the main reason his photos are so fantastic, because you just see his, love and joy for the outdoors.
Well, it's interesting because his love of the outdoors, I think, comes with all the Harney family. But where he lives, and if people are on Facebook or Instagram or anything like that, the pictures he posts are most amazing. The time up at one of his properties, the bear got inside the property, but the thing about his pictures is they look like they're well set up and well planned in advance. And I just think that he happens to put himself in such incredible positions in nature that he can just snap away and he's always got a winning picture.
That could be, I don't know what his process is, but like the kit of foxes that's on the second page of the article, that's actually one of his favorites, but it speaks volumes, and the expression and the lighting. And I'm friends with John on both, on Facebook, and follow him on Instagram. And I just love seeing his photos.
And besides him being a real estate agent, and besides the photographs, he's like all the Harneys, committed locally. He's on a bunch of commissions, especially the housing commissions and things.
Yep.
So totally involved and immersed in the community. And that's just the way, if you're a Harney, that's the way you live.
Exactly.
Interesting, because it's your 10-year anniversary and three businesses 10 years later is the next story.
Yes. So to preface that, I told all the writers, a couple of months ago that this big anniversary issue was coming up. And I basically said, do what you want, write what you want. If you guys want to reflect back on the last 10 years or however long you've been here, or write something brand new, or, whatever. So for our readers who know, Christine has been doing our business features since day one. So she wanted to go back to 10 years ago and kind of look at the first three entrepreneur features that she did, which was with Joan Osofsky of Hammertown Barn, which was actually with John Harney Sr. of Harney & Sons Fine Teas before he passed away, and with the Fallons at the Kobig Auction House. So what Christine did here, she kind of reflected her own personal musings back to when she first interviewed those people and their businesses, and to, kind of compare to what was then and to what's happened now. So it's a really nice article, and for me, brought back a lot of nostalgia from those early days, and just it's been wonderful also to see the transition of these businesses over the last 10 years and how they're still going so strong and are such an impact and important part of our communities.
I'm glad you said that. We're speaking with Thorin Christensdottir from Main Street Magazine all this month, celebrating their 10th anniversary, simply because what you do and how you do it, you must have, putting this issue together, not only you, but your staff, you must have recovered and seen things that, oh, I forgot all about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I was writing my one of my stories and saying, you know, it's been 10 years, 120 issues, and I didn't even want to start counting, but I just said thousands of stories. And, you know, between all the little, you know, like the friendly faces, the business snapshots, advice columns, to the full-fledged articles, some of which have been 4 or 5 pages, to even our on our website and all the content we've created, it has literally been thousands of stories. And I just, you know, reflecting for me back on that, it just feels, you know, beyond humbling, the fact that people trust us with their stories and, you know, are willing to open up and you know, bring us into their life in some fashion, and to then share that with our readers and with the community. And that's a real honor. And that's kind of something that it's giving me goosebumps right now. But, you know, it's something that really stuck out when I was putting this issue together. And there was a lot of emotion that went into this one and all the stories in here.
Well, it might be your 10th anniversary, but we have to talk about the recipes and coconut cream bars. This sounds illegal.
It probably is. I'm kind of glad that Libby did not bring us any, because I think my cholesterol would have shot through the roof. It looks delicious, and she swears it was incredible. But she and Caroline got together, and she, you know, as she writes in the little beginning, their little how-to, and they perfected this recipe. And it's funny, I have a new proofreader, and when she was going through this, she said, oh, okay, you know, at the beginning, this sounded pretty easy. And then she's like, once she started getting into all these steps, she's like, okay, that's beyond my capability. But as I said to her, I was like, well, the way Libby does this, this is really approachable for everyone. So it's not that complex. And you know, Libby swore by that as well. But Libby said it was delicious and anyone can make it. So I hope some of our readers are, you know, if they like coconut, you know, let us know how you fared when you made it.
All right. It's interesting to go to the next article, because in the past 2 years, a real estate has probably done 10 years worth of business, but you've got a great article, Real Estate 10 Years Later.
Yep. So this is the other Christine article, Christine Bates. And again, in our first issue, she started with a real estate story. And so for this issue, she wanted to compare three markets from 10 years ago to today. And she chose Salisbury, Millbrook, and Ancrum-Ancrumdale area. But she goes through, you know, what was happening 10 years ago in 2013. We were still, you know, our real estate was kind of still in flux a little bit from 2008 and everything that, you know, spiraled out from there, and it had impacted the region. So she goes through that as a whole in this article, but then she narrows in specifically on those three areas, those three towns. And, you know, and she has comparables as to 10 years ago, what was available on the market there, what was the average price point, and, you know, how many properties were available compared to today. And it's fascinating to see how these three townships have changed in 10 years and why. And of course, COVID has a huge impact. So it's kind of a fascinating story in that regard, just to, you know, as a commentary on what's happened with, you know, homes around here.
Now, I'll get away from the stories for a second. For you and the staff, from when you started to right now, your 10th anniversary, how has the production of your magazine changed? Has it gotten easier? Has it gotten quicker? Because the digital age has changed everything, really.
Yeah. We still use the same printer, Snyder Printer up in Troy. Give a shout out to them. They have been wonderful. Donna and her staff are amazing. And so they've, you know, really, we've perfected it with them. Since we started, paper prices have gone up drastically. And we have not all, you know, we have only increased our rates in 10 years twice, which is pretty unheard of. Some of our advertisers like, you guys need to increase your rates, but you know, we still want to keep it affordable. And so that's been, you know, an interesting thing. It's also been interesting, you know, with COVID, our distribution, a lot of publications, I think we were actually one of the very few that did not stop producing a physical magazine at the time. So that was something that was interesting. But as for producing and putting together, I mean, Ashley and I kind of refine every issue. Ashley goes through the numbers and is, you know, in direct contact. She and Libby deliver. And, you know, they speak to the people who own the businesses where we leave them. And, you know, during, you know, in the winter, okay, this place we need to cut down here, you know, in this spring, okay, this place is opening back up. So we try to keep very much in tune with our readers and distribution and the content. I mean, we're tweaking all the time. And, you know, as for design and layout, I chuckled before because, you know, we've grown so much. So that first issue that we did was 32 pages. And now, you know, on average, we're usually around 60 some. So it's doubled. So the amount of time and effort that goes in is, you know, it varies by every issue and what's going on and deadlines and timeframes. And so it's always interesting. Every month is a little different. But it's fun.
So once again, this month, we'll be looking at 10 years. Pretty amazing. And I like the headline, the storyline on the next article, To the 10th Power.
Yes. So CB, even though he's stepped back, you know, quite a bit and kind of retired from us, you know, he said, hey, can I write one for this? You know, because it's a special issue. And I said, CB, I'd love to have your input. So he wanted to talk about the power of 10. And that's what he did in this kind of fun tongue-in-cheek, you know, article, you know, including, you know, we have 10 fingers, we have 10 toes, you know, the metric system. And, you know, just in general, talking about the importance of the number 10 in our lives and in culture and society. So it's, you know, as I said in the beginning, when I told all my writers, write whatever you want. So this was CB's contribution to that. And, you know, it's very much typical CB, and I loved it.
It's interesting you say that, because when we started the radio station, we have volunteers that do 35 different shows, and every conversation when we started off with everybody was, they say, well, what do you want us to do? It's not what we want you to do. It's your show. Do what you want to do with your show. We trust you. And and that's what I think what makes it so real and so organic, looking at your magazine.
Well, you know, whenever I've had a new writer, you know, or talent come on board, you know, especially the writers, I always say, you know, in our first conversation, what are you interested in? What do you like? You know, what's something that topics that interest you? And just like, you know, my very first meeting with Christine, when she came in and we had nothing, we didn't have anything except an idea. And she was very skeptical. And she's like, oh, okay. And, you know, afterwards she told me, she's like, I didn't know if you were going to make it, but she's like, okay, I'll give you a shot. And she's the one who said, well, what about real estate? I was like, okay, tell me more. So what do you have in mind? She's like, well, you know, and then she formulated 10 years worth of real estate articles that, you know, even if you're not necessarily interested in real estate, they're fascinating. And they're such a commentary on our community and what's happening in it. And, you know, globally as well. And the same when she suggested the entrepreneur feature, and that's something that I was interested in. And then, you know, just through the years, you know, some of our writers have a certain niche that they're just fantastic at. And then there are others like Mary, who writes all over the place, just depending on, you know, what some topic that popped up in her head or came into her, you know, life or in the community. So I think that's kind of, you know, do what you do best. And, you know, the content will shine.
You know, it's focusing on that happy anniversary to Main Street Magazine and a trip down memory lane. And it really, you have to have your highs and lows when you look back down over the past 10 years. It truly is a trip when you've got that much water behind you and you've still got a lot more in front of you to go.
Yeah, Dominique, you know, she did a little reflection in her article about it. And so she starts off by, you know, a personal tale of how she and I have known each other even before I started this magazine. And then she thought back herself about all the various articles that she's written and the ones that kind of stood out for her personally. And it's a very nice story about, you know, the different people and businesses and, you know, situations that she's encountered, you know, writing for us. And it was really nice and nostalgic in a way as well. And just the things that, you know, stick out for us personally. And I'm sure a lot of our readers are the same way when they think back on, you know, like our diehard readers who have been reading for 10 years. You know, I'm sure that there are some stories that really resonate and others were like, yeah, okay. You know, and the same for me and the writers, there are certain ones that just, you know, stick out and will always have a piece of our hearts and souls.
Well, for the next couple of weeks, we will be taking a look at a lot of the different articles in this 10th anniversary edition of Main Street Magazine. But of course, you can pick up the magazine, have something to eat before you go pick it up, because it's a little bigger this time.
Yeah.
But you can pick up the magazine throughout the region, and also you can visit the website, mainstreetmag.com. Thorne, we'll review more of these 10 years next week.
Sounds great. Talk to you later, Marshall.